Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good morning, folks. On the morning of December 18th, as we get closer to Christmas, just a reminder, on Christmas Eve, we will have Santa on the air from 10 to 1. So get your kids ready. Get them ready to call in at 260-1870, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. It's one of my favorite shows of the year, and we look forward to having a great time again in the Christmas spirit during the Christmas season, spending time 3 hours with Santa Claus. It's always a big, big time. And just a reminder that there will be caroling in the Jackson Square. 7 p.m. this Sunday, December 21st. The gates will open at 6:30. The Lieutenant Governor will be there with special guests. In fact, he's going to be joining us here just shortly. And it looks like they've got it set up to have a lot of fun things happening there as well. So keep that in mind. We've got a great show. We're going to visit with Rafael Goinecci at noon. He is the president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll talk about Tanzanika Ruffin, the New Orleans defense attorney, accused of defrauding her client out of at least $250,000. That's right. We'll get an update on the Louisiana Judiciary Commission and Supreme Court, the OIG report on NOPD promotions, and we'll talk about the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office inmate population, what that picture looks like at the present time. At 11:30, Chenzo Corona joins us, entrepreneur in residence and startup, North Shore program manager from the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. They will have their Inspire Startup Slam Pitch competition taking place right after the new year on January 8th. We'll talk about that. The Port of New Orleans show with Christy App, Chief Commercial Officer, Port NOLA. We'll get the latest as to what is actually going on there in the port. There is a lot happening. Billy Nungesser joins us at 10:30. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. We'll talk about ICE enforcement across the state and in the New Orleans area. A preview of the Rose Parade and Keep Louisiana Beautiful holiday tips for reducing rates and waste, and holiday events across the state. So, I start out the show talking about pressing issues, pressing items, and one would think that on December the 18th, that when your administration is coming to an end, the last full day of your administration is on my birthday, January 11th, hoorah, that things would slow down. You wouldn't have a lot of issues going on and a lot of things happening. But with this mayor, you never know. And the mayor now is saying that she's going to move forward with the JIR projects, even though the financial stability of the city is not good. We're not sure if we have the money. We had to take extraordinary measures to go get some interim financing to be able to make sure that we shore up the budget and can actually make payroll, right? These are all critical things that you have to do when you operate a business. And obviously, when you're in this posture, you are paying close attention to your expenditure set. And what had been proposed by the incoming administration and recommended by the legislative Louisiana legislative auditor, Mike Wagasback, was to pause these projects during this pendency, this period of time, until the new administration gets in, so that we can figure out exactly what's what, how much money needs to be drawn down on this bond issuance and everything else. Obviously, there was reluctance in Baton Rouge to give the money. So collectively and collaboratively, a number of people working with the incoming administration and members of the council and business folks and others hit the phone, started talking to bond commission members, assurances being made. The legislative auditor spoke up on behalf of the city of New Orleans, devised some internal controls to make sure that the dollars would be accounted for and spent appropriately. These are all assurances that were made to the bond commission. And here we are, where the mayor's deciding to do something contrary to the best fiscal practice that everyone guaranteed the bond commission was going to happen. Now, what happens after this? Well, I could only tell you, if Newell Norman was sitting on the bond commission, I would be looking and reviewing and researching whether or not I had the authority to summon Mayor LaToya Cantrell before the bond commission and have her articulate to the bond commission why is it that she continues to want to play these silly games and put possibly the city in a much worse position than it is in right now. And the truth be told, we don't really know what the position is, right? So we have vendors out there working on the JIRR program, and they've been doing work. They've been submitting bills. I don't know that there's been a report that anybody's presented to the council to account for how much in arrears the city is right now in paying the vendors. And you might ask, well, Newell, why is that important? Well, it's important because we're asking them to go into the arrears even more with this decision that the mayor's making by moving forward and continuing with this work. They don't have the money, right? They're robbing Peter to pay Paul to make payroll. There's some dollars in the capital budget. We're not clear exactly where all of this money is going to be coming from, but we still hadn't figured out exactly where it all is. And this is just a really dangerous practice, and you're only gaining, right, a period of time from December the 18th to January 12th at noon. That's what you're gaining, less than 30 days of activity, less whatever rain days there may be. And I'm sure there will be some rain days between now and then. So the only thing that you're gaining as you're moving forward here is, you know, maybe a dozen or two days of work moving forward. And it's why, you know, when you have folks, alleged leaders, like Councilman Oliver Thomas, that says halting construction will hurt quality of life, particularly in neighborhoods that have waited years for these projects to begin, or to be completed. Well, hopefully not, she's not beginning projects right now. I mean, that would be as stupid could be. It would be trying to complete projects right now, if anything at all, which should be the highest priority. But I don't know that you're going to significantly impact the quality of life any greater than what you've done thus far by having these unfinished projects lurking out there with little or no work being done because you don't have the money to pay the vendors and they're not going to do it for free because they're not a charity and they're pretty pissed off that you're not able to dot the I's, cross the T's, and figure out exactly where you are from a financial perspective, which any other client they work for is a lot easier. They get paid on time and they have a much better outcome. But that's kind of where we are. As I said, we love making decisions that inches us closer to being a third world country. This is what you see in a third world country. Front and center, live, on the streets of the city of New Orleans. Third world country-esque decisions being made by our mayor. I mean, it's absolutely incredulous what's going on here. And I said this to someone the other day. It's clear to me she just wants to blow the building up. She doesn't care. This is not ending the way that she wanted to end, under indictment, traveling all over the world, you know, have a boyfriend on her staff or whatever their relationship may be. God forbid, don't want to engage in conjecture. It's not my business. I really don't care about all of that. Just do your work. Do your work, mind the P's and Q's. You know, it's not that hard. It's not that hard at all. And when a legislative auditor says that every dollar needs to be saved right now, we cannot go out of pocket. That's how tenuous the situation is. And I don't know who has to articulate what for folks to recognize that the city right now, from a financial perspective, is struggling, is really struggling. And there are a lot of issues that have yet to be resolved and yet to be determined as to where this thing could be. In fact, it could get appreciably worse. Just so happens on the same day or the day before this article breaks out, this morning as reported in Fox 8, yesterday in NOLA.com, Joseph Craney writes an article about Sheriff Susan Hudson complaining about not having enough money in her budget, the budget that's been cut to $32.8 million. She estimates that she needs at least another $44.5 million. So she's petitioning the special master under the consent decree to say that she's not able to operate in this organization in a constitutional way unless she gets more money. And there's a whole lot of different calculations that can be made in an objective sense to say one way or another whether or not that's true. Where this ultimately ends up, I don't know. But what I do know is I have a new section of the jail coming on, the mental health court, in August, and there's absolutely no funding for that at all. Now, they've known about this for 2 to 3 years, that this was going to happen. When I say they, I'm talking about the city administration, the city council, the sheriff, and others, that there was going to be some increased cost here. All the more reason the mayor back at the ranch shouldn't be doing what she's doing with this other stuff. Then you have the same situation or a similar situation with the district attorney's office. Their budget was cut. And the question is going to be, once they are able to do the final assessment, how much of the services are they going to be able to deliver for the amount of money in which they're going to be given? A lot of what has happened on the crime front at the present time has been we have more people in jail than we ever had before. We're beginning to process and get the throughput in criminal district court. Throughput matters, quite frankly, because the more that you can selectively incapacitate the impact criminal, the better your crime picture is going to be in the landscape otherwise known as the city of New Orleans. In a moment of time, you start having to release some of these criminal thugs that do nothing and provide nothing to the culture, the safety, security of the sister city. In fact, to the contrary, they want to tear it down by robbing, sticking guns in your face, raping your children, and, you know, and everything else that goes along with that. We could very easily be right where we were several years ago. That's how tenuous it truly is. And we better start connecting all of these dots, right? We have policies inside of the city that have never been modified. Unfunded accrued liability for sick and annual leave. We have unlimited accruals. We pay out. I've been reminding folks of that over and over again. When the rules changed at the JPSO, we changed our internal policies. We worked out a way to buy back that leave at a sum certain, in agreement with our personnel, and we started over again. We don't have unlimited accruals. We let accrue to some extent. We went about getting a short-term disability policy in order to match it because it was a lot cheaper to do it that way. And we pretty much got back to a very reasonable benefit to be given without having this unlimited accrual rate where people would be taking out all kinds of gobs of money over and over again. The city's not the only one that hadn't changed it, because nobody wants to consume political capital and embrace the political consequence of having to deal with these things from a financial perspective, which will bankrupt the city. And by the way, just so everybody can put this in its proper context, when you work in the private sector, you don't get these types of benefits. Took a lot of heat when I did it, but it had to be done. It was fiscally the right thing to do for the taxpayers of Jefferson Parish. Otherwise, you had these runaway amounts of money, and nobody's setting the money aside to pay for this when people retire and they start cashing all of this stuff in. And hell, we're not even appropriately funding and financing the unfunded accrued liability of the pension fund. That's been around for decades. Now, this mayor knows all of this. After spending 8 years on the council, 8 years as the mayor, if she doesn't know the tenuous nature of where they find themselves in right now, then this is intentional. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. You just can't weigh the consequence of one program. That's why when I hear comments made by council members or council member Oliver Thomas talking about quality of life, all of these things that I just outlined lend themselves to the quality of life. Whether you have excess capital, necessary capital to be able to fund and finance a whole lot of these things. And if you don't have a fiscal plan in place, you are screwed. And right now, this city's screwed. And this mayor, seems to me, she wants to screw everybody even more. That's going to be her parting shot. And she seems to be pretty damn proud about it. She seems, you know, to feel like, hey, this is my world. You're living in it. Another very costly reminder that elections matter and your vote matters. And not voting emotionally, with reason, getting to understand these folks better, understanding whether or not there's a work ethic there, that they want to show up, they want to make a difference, they want to leave the place better than they inherited it, rather than suck the life out of it and act as a leech as to what benefits they can draw out and draw upon during their years of service. That is not what public service is supposed to be all about. And the moment in time that we've lowered the bar, and we have lowered the bar, there's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. And it doesn't matter what branch of this government you're in, whether you're in state level, local level, or otherwise, the respective branches in each one of them, the executive, the legislative, or the judicial, it doesn't matter. You're going to find a whole host of people there. They don't want to work. They're sucking the life out of the system. We just got rid of a judge in criminal district court. He thought he was just going to collect a paycheck again. He died until somebody started looking that he's doing nothing. This is like mailbox money. I just show up and cash a check. There's nobody out there that can account for anything. I don't have to punch a time clock. There's no expectation that I spend 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. Hell, full time in this country now is 34 hours, 32 or 34 hours. We, you, me, and others, that's why I'm taking the time this morning, need to consistently remind people of what the expectation should be of them. Or otherwise, you know what's going to happen? We're going to get less. We're going to get less. And all of that collectively and collaboratively together, not one little decision that impacts 12 to 14 days of work, it's going to impair the quality of life in the city of New Orleans. It's all of these things together that are doing it and working in concert with one another. Where our elected officials need to be a disruptor to this culture that we're willing to accept this. We're willing to kick the can down the road. We're not willing to figure out a plan. We're not willing to figure out a strategy. We're not willing to resolve the issues. And then, unfortunately, timing is everything. And this thing rears its ugly head. Obviously, now nobody would really know or understand it. Maybe the most inopportune time, as the Grinch mayor is leaving and doesn't care and just makes silly decisions that will lead to silly outcomes because she's not running again. Right? She may not even live in this city when her term's over. Who knows? For many of us, who cares? But what we all care about...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is how she is dead set on burning the building down. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We are very excited that he took time away from his voice lessons because he will be leading the caroling on December 21st at 7 p.m. in Jackson Square. And I just can't wait to see his performance. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, my friend. Yeah, you don't want.
How
me
are those
singing.
Voice lessons going, my friend?
I'll be leading. I'll be starting with the first, and then stepping away from the mic so the crowd can join in. Because that's one thing my wife said: you cannot sing the whole song. So I'll be starting it off, and
she put the hook on. Y'all ready?
Yeah, she knows my voice, and it's not a singing voice.
It sounds like it's going to be a great event, big event. Y'all said that there are some special guests. Is that something you can share?
I don't know who the special guests are, so they've kept that from me. They know I don't keep a secret very well. So the organization that puts all that together, it is a great time. It brings everybody together to really get in the Christmas spirit. So it's something I look forward to every year.
No, absolutely. Hopefully the weather, I hadn't even checked the weather to see what was working on that day, but hopefully it holds together because a lot of people really enjoy getting out there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be mild, so hopefully the year before last, it was really cold, but hopefully it'll be a nice night.
I had the opportunity, Billy, to see a YouTube video the other day on a preview of the building of Rose Parade floats. It was really interesting. And specifically, it was focused on the one that y'all are building at the present time.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going along great. We're excited. We've got about 100 Louisianans signed up to come out and help us decorate that float. You know, it's one of the best return on investments we do every year. We have a satellite truck in the den in real time how they're building the float. But we also offer a behind-the-scenes look at that to all the morning shows across the country if they just give us 3 to 5 minutes to talk about Louisiana. So we book from 5 in the morning to 10 at night. We book interviews for all of our partners from around the state. This year, Explore Houma, Cajun Coast, Tanger Bahoe, Ascension Parish Tourism, and North Shore will be partnering with us. They'll have a rider on the float, and then they'll be giving interviews about their town, their city, throughout the week. Mike Strain is going to be riding on the float with his wife, our ag commissioner. This year's theme is teamwork, and our team is about building a pot of gumbo. From the crops we grow, to the seafood, to the spices, to all the sauces, Tabasco, the Louisiana rice. So we're going to be highlighting the farmers. We're going to be highlighting everything good about Louisiana, and besides promoting tourism. So we'll be bringing all those products out there to really share all Louisiana has to offer.
When do they actually start putting the roses on the float?
Well, we'll start the first day we get there, and it's 3 days, and they put the carnations on first because they last longer, and the last day the roses go on. Everything has to be covered in a seed, a weed. There'll be the dyed rice that will be spelling out the names. And so it's a long process. But many of those people have been volunteering for years. But they'll take the Louisianans first time out there and show them what to do. And everybody gets to participate. Even the kids get to crush up the coconut. And so it's a family thing. And I encourage every Louisianan that can make the trip to do it 1 year, because it ought to be on every Louisianan's bucket list. It's a really good time.
Let's pivot to another topic, somewhat more controversial. You've made some comments about ICE enforcement across the state and in the New Orleans area. Your thoughts about what went on?
Well, you know, I spoke out because of the people that are legally here that are fearing from going to work, and all the rumors out there of what really is going on. I had the Home Builders Associate reach out and say these people are, you know, they have 60 days left on their work permit. They're not renewing any permits, and they're fearful they're going to hold them till it expires and then deport them. Is that true? And nobody has the answers. And then if you're here legally on a pathway to citizenship, and you might have a hearing in 2027 or 2028, are you going to be deported and have to start over? So all of those stories and rumors out there have everybody fearful. And I see why more people don't speak out, because the hate mail and emails that I got is horrible. I mean, the murders and rapists ought to live with Nungesser and see how his family likes it. I mean, just uncalled for stuff. And even the governor to say he was disappointed in me wanting to protect the criminals, that's not true. All I said was everybody wants the criminals gone. But every time you speak out of anything about this administration, you either get punished or they fabricate something to make you sound like you're in favor of something you're not. And you always say, speak the truth. And that's all we need to do. I'm just asking for some clarity. I want all the bad people gone too. But somebody in authority, the president, the governor, the head of ICE, ought to stand up and say, if you've got a work permit, you're going to be able to go to work. I mean, one lady called me, her two daughters who are citizens are not coming home from New York for Christmas because they fear getting detained in the airport. Something's wrong with that.
You know, as you well know, I worked very closely with immigration while I was sheriff. And I heard a lot of those same stories that went around. And typically, when you started digging into the case presented a lot more complications than what people were originally saying. You know, I've got the papers, I've got work permit, I've got this, I've got that. But what they didn't have is proof that they actually showed up for their court date, and the immigration judge had issued a deportation order at that point in time, and you get deported, whether you have a criminal charge or not. More often than not, I heard the same thing back then. It was during the Obama administration, where we deported more illegal immigrants out of Jefferson Parish than any other parish in the country per capita. And, you know, I heard these same stories, but once you had the folks under arrest and you began to look at their record, how they came in, where did they cross over, did they go through a port of entry, or did they just come across, you know, and you start piecing all of these pieces and parts together, you end up with a much different complexion of the story.
Right.
What I don't like is, yes, there's a lot of uncertainty, but what I don't like is I don't know that anybody's being honest, right? Because the reason we have the level of uncertainty that we have right now, I believe, is because we just allowed people to come across the border, and we don't know who's here and who's not here. And the traditional way of carrying out an immigration investigation is when people come through the port of entry, they've been identified, you know what their status is, you know when their status expires, you know a lot of information about these people, and you design and implement a strategy based on those particulars. But that's not the case anymore, because we probably let somewhere between 6 to 9 million people come across the border, and nobody's got any paperwork. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows why they are. Nobody knows where they are. So the strategies that are being deployed now are a little bit different, a little bit more nuanced, because they're really looking for people in the dark, because they don't know who's here. And now they have to go through a process that's a lot more tedious and a lot more tenuous, and will have some mistakes made in the course of that, because this is what the administration intentionally did, because they know that it would be very difficult to go conduct investigations in order to get to these folks, because they have little or no information about any of them. And when we talk about the criminals, then why is the sheriff in Orleans Parish right now, why do they not honor an ICE detainer? Everybody says, we got no problem with deporting the criminals. Really? Well, why is it there's not a single Democrat city in this country that operates a jail that is cooperating with ICE with arrested individual for heinous crimes? New York City the other day released 7,000 illegals back onto the streets and did not honor a single detainer. So they speak with forked tongue. They say that because that's a popular thing to say and to spin and to soundbite right now, but they don't mean it, because if they meant it, they would honor the ICE detainers. And the easiest way to get criminals out of here is through the jails and the prisons. But they don't want to participate because they don't want to consume political capital, because they know the activists are going to be knocking on their doors and calling them all kinds of silly names and everything else in order to create harm, you know, for them politically, because that's not what they really want to see happen.
And no, you're right.
And
you're
hence, this is where we find ourselves, you know, conflict coming from both ways. You know, and it's just not, it just doesn't make any sense. And then in the meantime, we're demonizing law enforcement. It's like, what? That's what they're hired to do. That's their job, to go find illegals, see if they're here appropriately, see if they're in status, and if not, deport them. I mean, it's not hard. That's what their role is. And we have a bunch of them. We've always had a bunch of them doing that. In fact, I talked about this, Billy, the other day. In the 4 years of Biden, he deported more people than in the previous 10. Now, think about that for a moment.
Wow.
There's nobody out there beating up Joe Biden about deporting people. But the most recent reports, he deported more than Trump did in his first 4 years. And he deported more than any president did going back 10 years. But nobody's talking about that. Is he insensitive? Is he an idiot? Is he racist? Is he a xenophobe? What, you know, of all the names that they call anybody that ever says anything about this issue, because it's all about what they desire, the outcomes that they want. And if there's not a path for that, we go astray. Let us take a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Folks, we're back with Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. Billy, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to get to a break, and I don't know if you had something else to offer on immigration.
No, I just, you know, hearing from the Restaurant Association, the Hotel Association, home builders, some clarity that the people that do have a legit, and I know there's a lot of them that say they're legit that aren't, and I agree with you on that, but something said publicly that those people can go to work and not fear, because the rumors out there, a lot of them probably aren't true, that they're holding you till it expires and those things, but some clarity on that would sure make the temperature go down, especially during the holiday season when it's so toxic out there. would help some of these people that are here legally feel safe to go to and from work. And I, you know, just hearing the people that aren't showing up for work and seeing some of the documents from the home builders that they are here legally, they need some clarity. So that's all I'm hoping for.
No, actually, and I get that. Unfortunately, both sides of the aisle are guilty of creating this climate that's going on, because we got one side, you know, talking and giving advice as to how to circumvent ICE. And
yeah,
meanwhile, they're
right.
Getting rocks thrown at them and spit at them and everything else. Then they show up with masks and, you know, all kinds of protective gear, and people are upset with that. It's like, well, we didn't create this environment. Y'all did.
That's right.
Throwing rocks and everything at us. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just stand here half naked and just take the abuse? No, not at all. Let's very quickly cover some of the holiday events going across the state.
Yeah, I tell you, you mentioned the Christmas lights. We've got a great display at Bayou Sudanette on the West Bank at the State Park. A great light show there going on through the holidays. Of course, Christmas in the Oaks. And, you know, I encourage everybody to get their family to come visit Louisiana, do their shopping here for the holidays. The light displays all over the state are pretty incredible. So look to the website. If you're looking for a place to go, there's a lot of great things going on throughout the holidays.
When's the Natchitoches Parade? Has that happened already?
Yeah, the Christmas parade and the Christmas lights, I think, starts next weekend. But, yeah, it's going on. No, I think it was last weekend. So, yeah, if you haven't been to Natchitoches for those Christmas decorations, and that historical shopping district is pretty incredible. I've gone 3 years in a row, and just the atmosphere, you don't get in the Christmas spirit there. You just can't get it. It's pretty incredible.
Right? I got to get up there. It's been a long, long time. In fact, it was a much smaller event the last time I went. And every time I hear you describe it, it's like, you know, it's got to get back in the bucket list for sure.
Well, no, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And don't forget to look for the Rose Parade on January 1st at 10 a.m. Look for Louisiana Flow. John Foster is going to be entertaining. Great ambassador from Louisiana.
Absolutely. And have a blessed holiday season, my friend. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.